Now, how many have had this experience? And I want honest truth, show of hands, honest truth, okay? I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I want honest truth. How many have had this happen? You're in a dream. You're having a great dream. Great dream. Something from another dimension jolts you, wakes you up. A bell goes off, a door is slammed, the phone rings, whatever it may be, all right? And you sort of half wake up and come back into your form. You leave pure thought and all that great stuff that you can create. And you say to yourself, honest truth, I want to go right back to sleep so I can find out how this dream comes out. How many? Come on, come on, come on. I knew it. Everybody does that. Now, either what I've got to say has some validity here tonight, or we got a room full of really raging neurotics. How do you explain what you just acknowledged? How do you explain that? You're doing this a third of your life. Come on, folks. How do you explain that? If I were to say to you, I'm writing a book. It's a great book. It's a novel. Great novel. I can't talk to you anymore. I want to get back to my typewriter so I can find out how it comes out. You'd say, who's writing the script? Who's doing it? I'd say, well, I am. It's my novel. Well, then, if you're writing it, you must know how it's going to come out. I mean, you must know, don't you? And I'd say, well, yeah, I guess I do know. I got it all outlined, and I know how it's going to come out. So now, when you're doing that, oh, I got to go right back to sleep. I want to find out how that dream came out. It was so great. I was almost getting it. Almost. And you try to get back there. Who's writing the script if it's not you? Maybe you're not writing the script. Did it ever occur to you that you enter a new dimension which has different rules? No beginnings, no end, no cause, no effect, no time. In which you now are playing a new role. You enter a new dimension that's already been written. And you do it all the time. It's there for you. That wonderful dimension of thought. And that's only one. That's only one of potentially hundreds of dimensions that we can't even begin to comprehend because we're so stuck in what? Form. Did it ever occur to you that you are creating everything you need for this dream? And that when you leave your form, finally, this time around, when you leave it, don't you know that you're going to look back? And you're going to see that all of the attachments that you have to all of the things are just as much of an illusion as the knife that the guy had in your other dream. You're going to react to it, and it's real, while you're experiencing it. But when you look at it, from a transformed point of view, it doesn't exist. So you created everything you need for this dream, too. But you can't buy that because it's just too real. I mean, it's just because you're not awakened yet. And when you're awakened, you realize that it's all a dream and that you are something else. And so all of the roles that you play, you're just sort of like me. You're a rent-a-Wayne Dyer. You're a rent-a-Marjorie. You're a rent-a-Sally. You're a rent-a-George. And you have a lot of roles that you play. And you just play these roles. But when you get through the gate and get transformed, you know what's so great? You realize that those are just roles. Those are just illusions. And so it doesn't mean that you don't enjoy them. Why would you not enjoy your dream? You're creating it. But what you do is, if your dream isn't satisfying or fulfilling you, then you change to make it do that. And all you have to do is change your thought, because that's all you are. And so you watch yourself, and you're like an actor. You're going through the motions. You're playing the game. And you say, geez, that was a funny thing I did this morning. I was really stupid. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. And I walked over here and I went through a red light. And I don't know, that's part of the dream. And I did that and I got a ticket. I got to go to court. That's part of it. And you stand back and you watch yourself do all of these things, knowing that your divineness is beyond that. It's beyond that. That this is who you really are. When you get that, then the rest of the dream becomes whatever you want it to be. Anything you want, you create now for the dream. And you do that through thought, visualization, imagery, whatever you want to call it. And that is what you are. You're not this stuff over here. This stuff is all disintegrating.